I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today that is the 7th of November. I said that very sad.
I know.
7-11. I'll play the end. Never forget 7-11. No one remembers 7-11.
Yeah.
Something happened 7-11, wasn't it?
Beyonce song.
Yeah. Unbelievable. The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis. Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul, Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you.
Yeah, new challenge there. I tried to down all my coffee in the intro break. Migraine, immediate migraine on the side. Today's podcast is brought to you not only audio, but video from this office, which is a fucking tip.
Yeah, this is not the usual way it's presented, but...
No, it's not.
We've had to move it around just for this, really.
What am I wearing? I'm wearing... Marvel themed pajama bottoms that we bought in Tesco's yesterday.
Big fan.
Big fan. All I do is linger around in like sweatpants and stuff, but you're like, you need to get pajamas. And I'm like, what's the difference between the 500 pairs of sweatpants I have and pajamas? Talk to me.
A waistband.
A waistband?
Yeah.
Because normally I just tie it up with an old stretched out plastic bag. Don't I?
No, but pajamas are just comfier for sleeping.
Okay.
Good start.
Solid. Let's jump right in here. We did a podcast last week at Lavery's with Tom the Bear and Mickey. For some reason, Mickey was only coming through one channel. We'll get that sorted. We'll look at that at some stage. But then also we talked briefly about us getting engaged.
I know. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, I should have had a song lined up for that. So we're going to have to tell that story, obviously.
What song are you going to put on?
Don't know. Something. This is only because we're going alphabetically. You know? I put that on one time. I was like, that's quite a cool song for that album. You're like, it literally sounds like RuPaul's Drag Race or something. Yeah. Couldn't get over it. What are you made of? Guess my cunts get any.
That song does sound like it could be RuPaul.
That first one? Yeah.
Who is it?
A$AP Ferg, yeah. Featuring Missy Elliott.
Yeah. That's RuPaul. If this was coming on, he was like walking down and RuPaul was doing this down a catwalk.
I'm just looking at the different types of light coming in this window in the video. We're going to have to sort it out. Do you like it though?
Yeah, because it's like a dry queen song.
It's one of those songs that's kind of like out of character for... I mean, that's A$AP Ferg. You know? Okay,
This is...
That's a terrible song choice anyway.
I know. I should have just stuck to the good old... I mean, come on, I'm working now. Engaged! Yeah, boy! You know? Know what I mean?
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, so basically, talk us through the story more and what happened. First of all, do you want to show that ring to the camera? Ring, ding, 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 ding. Check out the rock on that. Know what I mean? So, on about last Tuesday, we were sitting... do you know the date of that?
Halloween.
Halloween, 31st of October every year it's going to be, isn't it? Thank God it's
probably.
A time. Thank you. I know, like, every fucking year it'll come up and I'll go, like, what, something else happened? While I'm, like, dressed like a fucking vampire or something. That's my finger exploding. So, let's tell the story, Maureen. So, at about 12 o'clock on that Tuesday, I was literally doing dishes or something like that.
And we were just doing emails, really?
Well, we usually have one of our, like, general annual meetings. We're like, let's try and figure out what we're doing at the minute and moving forward and what's going on next year. And then you were like, you know, basically like, oh, people are booking me in for things next year. And it's scary to be like booked into something like so far away.
Yeah, like my whole year. Yeah, like
other people are getting to plan their year, but you're not because you have to fucking do makeups and shit like that. And weddings and all that there. And I don't know how the conversation progressed, but I was like, let's just go get engaged and then we'll just cancel from like January right through to the end of August, basically.
And I said, I can't just cancel everything, but yeah.
I'm a big believer that you can.
No, you can't.
Loads of people cancel on you all the time.
People can cancel on me, but which rarely happens, luckily, but I cannot cancel on them. I like someone can't book me and then I turn around and say, I can't do that anymore.
Do your own makeup, you stinking bitch.
I would never do that.
Oh, I'd love to say that. I'd love to get, if I was you,
well,
get
be weird in, if you said it.
Get in a row with somebody and then they're like, well, this is very unprofessional. I can't believe you cancel me. And you'd be like, listen, there's nothing. I'm only a makeup artist. I'm not Jesus Christ. Do you know what I mean? I'll be, you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter from Mac. And I wish I knew the name of one right now. So anyway, the chat went from that to, let's just go get engaged. And this was like 2 o'clock. And have you ever been more excited in your life? I felt like it was, I don't know, like burgling a house or something. I don't know. You know that like super fear? Like,
there was like a feeling of like we're running away to do this kind of a thing.
Yeah, because, and then the worst thing was you went down the house real quick to do makeup or something and your mom was like there. and then you had to just be like, we're going to Belfast just for a second. And then,
well, yeah, because we couldn't say anything yet in case we didn't. And then, get anything?
And then we're like, this is like, we left at 3 and we're doing about 90 mile an hour up the fucking motorway.
Like literally googling where to go.
Yeah. And I was just like, I didn't want to, and I knew there was a bunch of places in like Victoria Square and I was like, I feel like everyone's going to go there. Even the Lunds ones, you know, every fucker has that circular ring with a wee bit of shit around it. So then we looked up, we just looked them up and then that Murray & Co. came up. And talk about, you know, when you're like, sorry, let me just point out the fact that this sound horn, air horn, someone's written, pim, pim, pim.
They're about to put a description of air horn.
Yeah. What am I listening to right now? P-I-N-P-I-N-P-O-U-I-N-N-N-N. Pim, pim, pim. You've got to go full Vietnamese on it as well for it to work. Pim, pim, pim.
That's someone's name just maybe?
But you couldn't have got a smoother transition. It was like just a day of green lights, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really weird.
We went up the road. You're like, listen, we're not gonna fucking go home again. You know, so we'll stay up tonight. We'll go for drinks, celebration, before we'd even bought anything. So booked a room in a place, which we'll get to in a minute and ruin their business. And then we literally were driving. I didn't know what that Murray & Co. place was. So we're driving through like the cathedral quarter and I was like, where is it? Oh, it's right there. Boom. Space outside.
Right at the door.
Bang. Right at the door. Like that. Parked up. Walked over. Hit the buzzer. Was like, how the fuck do you get in here? Buzzer goes. We walk in. as the second we open the second door, this guy approaches us and he's like, hello, how can I help you? And I went, hello, we're here to get an engagement ring. And he goes, oh, good. Come on through to the engagement room. And we were like, oh, and just walked through. The shop was quite busy.
Was that true?
Just barged through everybody straight
this
in.
This is 4 o'clock.
This is four. They shut at five. And it was because it's like the winter now, it's like getting dark. And we like strolled in. He goes, would you like a drink or anything? Like a beer or wine or anything? Or Prosecco for the lady? And Maureen was like, yeah, I'll have a Prosecco. And you took a Prosecco and I took a coffee. And we're just in the room. And then he started giving us the full jargon. Like, this is a blah, blah, a princess cut. And I was like, get the rings out because I don't really know what you're saying at all. Got some rings out.
Because we really didn't have an idea, really, did we? Because we hadn't planned it. And, well, you hadn't planned it. And we didn't know. We didn't be like, yep, we know exactly the one. We've already researched it.
Nothing we know that like you that. Wanted something, you know, vintagey, fancy.
I wouldn't even say this is vintagey, funny enough, but...
Really? Would you not?
I don't.
What would you know about rings? I've spent 10 minutes with Dominic in this fucking room talking about Marquise. Huh?
Who's he?
You, the guy. So anyway, we're talking away, and then literally, was it like the first ring you put on?
Yeah, you and then picked it.
I sort of picked it up. And was like, put that one on. You put it on, and then there was one without the wee diamonds around it, and I was like, put that one on. And then you went back to the first one, and then there was a whole bunch of chavvy fucking shit ones lying about.
No, they're probably nice, but they just didn't seem as nice to me.
Yeah, you're trying to be nice. They were ridiculous. They look like something you'd find in a Kardashian's asshole.
Oh yeah, there's tons of real flashy stuff you can get.
After they spend a night with some rappers. Did I kick your bare foot?
Yeah.
Move them. You know? We've talked about this before, Maureen. I'm like the big shark, and you're like the small fish that you... I don't avoid you.
Correct. Because you stamp on my feet 9,000 times a day.
You know? Oh, you're laying in my hair. Tie it up. Stay away. Stay away. Float around me. You know? Are you barefoot in here?
No, I'm sucks.
And you're always like, my feet are cold. Maureen has the feet of, like... a White Walker.
Yeah, especially in this weather. It's
like
freezing.
If I probably shattered bits of your foot off there when I kicked the accent.
Yeah.
So anyway, we picked the ring and then just bought it, and that was it. And it, but it was so smooth. It
and
was,
like fitted and
it
everything.
It just fit.
Like, we were like, is that it?
And needed nothing done to it. They cleaned it up a bit. Give us a fucking license for the diamond. You know, he's like, this is just a guarantee that there is definitely the blood of... some African children on this, just to make it extra. He said these aren't blood diamonds, and I was like, I want the blood diamond.
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
Diamonds are forever. Like, why can't that? Give me the good. It's like, who used to do that joke where they're like, oh, no, dolphins were killed when in the catching of these tuna? And you're like, oh. I want the dead dolphin-y taste.
You're kind of ruining the story right now by saying this, but okay.
Carry on.
No, that's fine. That's all that happened, really.
That was it. And then we were just like, bye. And then we were just like in a car with the fucking engagement ring that they gave us in a shoebox, which is the movie. Fuck little boxes. Like,
it's not a shoebox. It's in a little box, but then they put the little box in a bigger box.
But then it was funny because we just kind of, you know, like we've been going out for about 6 years, so you don't really need, not that you don't need to, but like, it's like, Maureen, what are you like, giving me fucking, we're on video now. Don't forget. Don't give me threatening eyes. But like, it is exciting to just be like, should we go and get engaged? Because I had a fucking, I can't keep a secret at all. If I'd have bought a ring,
oh my God,
I'd
no
have came
way.
Straight home and just went, I was, where were you? Nah, the spar's a ring there. Like, was.
No, here's what you usually do if you've bought me a surprise. You'll sort of walk out with, you've done it before, with the bag of things. Be like, by the way, this is a surprise. And it's a very clearly labelled bag, and you put it somewhere very obvious. This is a surprise, but this is your birthday present surprise.
I've actually written surprise on it.
Like, to you, it's still a surprise if I haven't opened it, but that's not a surprise.
I don't like surprises.
You can't, and I give you a surprise birthday, which is hilarious, but...
Yeah, you'll not get one of those ever.
I know.
Unless I decide to do it, like, an hour
that
before
day,
it happens.
Yeah, for sure. That's okay. No, to be fair, like, the whole thing was actually... It kind of worked for us because, I don't know, it was just last minute. I was like, let's just go and do it now.
It felt very exciting, and it also felt like everything was so smooth. It
oh my
was
God,
just
it
like,
was so, like
bang,
usually
in
for
the
us,
shop, boom, ring. And then we were like trying it on and everything, and then you took it off and put it back on, and it sort of stuck in your finger a wee bit, and I went, oh, suck, you know, like, suck it in, like you would say, like, if you were trying to get a seatbelt on that didn't fit or something. And you're like, really? Is that what you're going to say? Is that what you're going to say right now? And you're like, you don't do it. And then the woman's like, get him down in one knee, you know, get him down. And I was like, not in the office of the, mm-hmm. let us get it and take it out. We're not going to be here, you know. You're proposing an office with a cappuccino.
That might be all right.
It's not all right. It's not all right. But then you were offended at that, weren't you? Like, suck it in.
No, it's just funny because then, because you're trying to be like half romantic for a second, like, I'll put the ring on your finger and you're like, suck it in, like jokingly.
I was just panicking. It was slightly surreal in that room. I felt like I was going to have to get up and just be sick for a second. I didn't feel sick, but I was like, I need it. Hold on a second.
Yeah, when we got out to the car, we're both like,
what the fuck just happened there? Yeah.
We're like, that's weird, isn't it?
I don't know. My wallet was actually crying. Like, that's weird for us. That statue of Mary that cries. But it's weird though, because like, it's bizarre that you would just be looking at certain rings and then you like look at one that looks like pure trash. And it's like £12,000. And you're like, who's buying that?
And some of the more like smaller.
Yeah, you can get like a super fancy diamond that's like tiny. Dear shit. So that was it. Then we stayed in a hotel. Did we mention names?
Mention names or everything else?
We stayed in that Malmaison, which was just because it was kind of close to the Cathedral Quarter or whatever.
And there wasn't much available to her, but.
No, there wasn't. But then.
And yeah, it was close.
We met up with all your sisters for drinks and everything. And then we literally just like people who were traumatized or had too much adrenaline in their body or something, just were up all night. Not in a fucking ding 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 Pharrell way.
Just in
like literally like this room's boiling.
The room is boiling.
I've had too much to drink.
Yeah.
I had a kebab. Me and Maureen got a kebab because we didn't get dinner. We went to the bar and the guy made us cocktail and then we had another beer, had another cocktail and then he made us some rhubarb.
I had a terrible
thing.
Mix of drinks that night.
Oh yeah. Espresso martini, rhubarb cocktails, beer, more beer,
wine,
more, champagne.
Like I had everything. I had every drink you can imagine. I had too many.
I'm too old to fucking like.
Yeah.
See all those people like you know like finish work every day and they're like, oh, I had cocktails and big dinner and I can't do. I could never do that. I have to like drink loads in a very quick space of time and then fall asleep. I can't be like, here's a bunch of shit and a big dinner and you feel like shit. I don't really like that either
most of the time. I do like going out for dinner and drinks, but most of the time, one or the other is much nicer.
Yeah, I can't mix that shit. Ugh, Jesus Christ. So we're essentially up all night, just chilling, you know?
I could not sleep.
But you were super excited, like, you were just like...
Yeah, but I mean, it is that kind of like, you rarely get it as an adult, that kind of like Christmas morning feeling. Like you don't, there's so little few times as an adult you feel that. Where it did feel like that, because it was just like one of those like... Your body doesn't want to go to sleep because you're having a good time. So it's like you know when you're a kid and you're like, why would I go to sleep? I'm like playing the best game, or like Christmas is tomorrow. Why would I sleep? It's wasting my time. So you're kind of that kind of feeling. Your body won't switch off, and also all the drinks and the hotel being 500 degrees, like,
and the espresso martinis
and a lot of coffees and espresso martinis, but
not to put a dampener on the whole thing. But we were staying at Malmaison, and on the way in, we're like, also, get a more prominent reception. Do you feel like you walked in there, and you're like, where the fuck do you go? And there's a table less than this table.
Kind of look like, you know, a lot of hotels would have, like, desks with computers on that people can work?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just what it looked like, didn't it?
It looked like people were just sitting reading
the paper. We walked into the bar, like, where do we go? And it's like, just over there. I'm like, oh, just the woman standing?
Yeah.
It was really strange. Very casual.
But then they were like, do you want breakfast? And I was like, yeah, let's get breakfast, because hotel breakfasts are usually amazing. And then we paid like, this was £16 each, right?
I thought it was more than that.
For a breakfast that if it was in a yellow carton from a spa, wouldn't have even been good. Do you know what I mean? Like if you opened that up and you're like, oh, this is kind of fucking whatever. But they put it on a plate and they're like, oh, here's a little nice layout of it.
Yeah.
We've made this comparison 1,000 times. It's like, you know, don't fancy up a fry.
Yeah, just
do you know,
make a nice fry.
You know what I want? You know those fucking like lad Bible things where it says, tag a fat cunt, can eat all this? And it's like 1,000 bits of fucking potato bread and everything hanging off the side. And there's like a pint of beans.
Whereas this was a bit like we got...
Full packet of eggs. That's
like,
what I want.
I was so hungry then and I'd just been up. I was trying to wait nearly for breakfast to start. I went down and they're a bit like, oh, see where I can sit you. And you're like, well, we've paid for it.
She was so aggressive
kind of
and
like
South African.
Made us...
Would you lock your breakfast in there, please? Sit down,
she
blood diamonds.
She was a bit scary. It was a bit like, oh, God.
Diplomatic immunity.
you weren't sure if she was shouting at us or not, but she kind of had to like squish in beside someone, you know, like on the same chair and like in, sorry, get beside you. And then it was very much like left us there, like, okay, and then what do we do? And then try to get out again. Then
also, they came back. They're trying to be fancy by like bringing you the food ready.
Yeah.
When you're like, buffet, let me get it myself. So like, much better. I didn't want to be embarrassed by going, hi, can I have 8 sausages and 9 eggs? Fuck all the rest of that shit. Yeah. But like, if like we were in Seafield or something, big fancy spa hotel, buffet to fuck, and I'm just at the Black Pudding, like, my plate looks like, you know, those Tupney Nudgers, but with bits of fucking Black Pudding, just coins of Black Pudding, like Scrooge McDuck in Black Pudding coins, you know? I love Black Pudding.
I know, I can tell. You're more enthusiastic about the Black Pudding than the engagement right now, so.
I know, but there's nothing for me, other than the promise of eternal love.
Aww.
Like, we decided to get engaged, you got a ring. And then you're on the phone for a long time to everybody. And I was just like, standing in my pants because it was fucking roasting in that hotel room. And I get a wild sweaty shin. And Mickey FaceTimed me and then told me afterwards that he literally was in the middle of a wank. So he was like, pause the porn to ring me. TMI?
Yeah.
He might have been joking, but I doubt it. He might have been joking, but I know he's not. So he's like, right, let you go.
I'll let you go.
Yeah. I'll let you go was invented by a guy knocking one out. I'll let you go.
Don't want to keep you.
What a chore it is to speak to me. Shoot on, sure. Spend your time more usefully than speaking to me. Straight back into it.
You're ruining this whole
story. I have to, okay, for the people. So, yeah. But, yeah, no, it's true. Like, you know, you've got tons of, you know, bottles of champagne and... Oh, flowers
and stuff. For you as well.
What am I gonna do with champagne? Where's my whiskey? Bring me Black Pudding. No, not a single cock of Black Pudding yet.
Well.
Someone needs to bring me a couple of cocks of Black Pudding. Shafts. Imagine they called them shafts. It said it on the label. Shaft of Denny's Black Pudding.
They're not. Imagine penis was just a word for like a cylindrical thing.
Be class.
Just a penis or something.
And they'd be like, oh, that's a human penis.
Yeah.
And this is a penis of ham. Or yeah. This is
yeah. Penis of sweets.
Oh, I was blocked last night. Would you? I had two penises of... cocks is funnier, I think.
Cocks.
I had a full cock of fucking Black Pudding. Imagine the Black Puddings were big fat cocks. And then the White Puddings were just... And then if you got a like spicy Asian one, it was smaller again. You get some big fat white cocks, don't you? Which sometimes are still brown.
It's like a, do you see that when Jennifer Lawrence was interviewing Kim Kardashian?
Right.
And they were saying about her like beauty products and
oh yeah,
she was like, you do know it looks basically like a dildo because it is like a weird shape and all.
Like a butt plug.
And they're all like kind of like fleshy colours. And then Kim Kardashian was kind of going, she goes, I never really noticed it all. And she's like, really? How did you not know? She went, maybe I just only notice it if they're like black. They were just laughing, going, oh yeah, it was too white. That's why you didn't think it looked like a dildo.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh dear, that's weird.
Those Kardashians love some black D, don't they?
They actually are all going out as
yeah.
black men, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just, why is that?
I don't know.
Just love big black cocks.
I don't think
that's true. Or is it just a flashy thing? You know what I mean? Like,
Colin, why can't they just like it? Because it's the person.
Because it's coincidental that they're all on the chocolate sausage. Black Pudding. That's what I'm going to...
The Black Puddings?
Like Kanye West's next album should be called Black Pudding. You know? Black Pudding in your mouth! I think... Have you seen the Kim Kardashian sex tape?
No.
It's cake. Do you know what I mean? You're like, act up a bit. You're supposed to be a dirty hair. It's lying there all corpsey.
What?
It's crap.
Well, she wasn't really that famous at the time, so...
Famous doesn't mean anything. You're on camera. Play up a bit. Don't just lie there like a famous rich person. Ride me. Anyway, back to this story. So There was a. Do you know what? Wednesday was the longest day of my life.
Oh my god, I was so tired.
Because we were fucking exhausted, and we had Lavery's that night.
So it meant that we couldn't really just come home, and we had to. We knew we'd be up to like 1 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's such a long day.
Went down to my dad's, tried to chill out for a minute with some Marks and Spencer's goodies. I mean, it was real romantic and...
More romantic.
And so, yeah, that was it, really. That was it. And then just doing the rounds of telling people. Putting it up, doing the usual Facebook. We did a funny joke, though, because it was Halloween. We're like, this is our costume this year. We dressed up as an engaged couple. And everyone was like, are you taking a piss? And then some actual... brain dead retard was like, oh, you've got it in the wrong finger though. And you're like,
someone else said that on Instagram too. It's like, on the wrong hand. You're like, well, obviously.
You're like, how do you think I took a photo? Yeah. Or why do you think I would take a photo of myself while I'm holding my camera like this?
Yeah, someone else took that photo of us, but Colin just wanted to hold his phone like that.
What are you doing, Colin? I like to hold my phone so that people think it's a selfie. You know, you're at the Giants Causeway? Yeah.
I just really like my phone, so...
Yeah, it's fucking... That'd be a funny thing to do, you just do it anyway. You know, just hold your phone up, but someone else is taking a photo, and you're like, in the fucking Grand Canyon, like... Selfie! Oh, fucking people.
Like a really shit iPhone endorsement, they can't even see the phone.
By the way, see if you're a person who, like, tries to be funny in that moment.
Yeah, definitely don't.
See when, like, you know, it's like someone's birthday, and the thing's like... Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, have a great birthday, all that shit. And then someone's like, you know, trying to get no, you're fucking to be, get your bus pass next, no. Don't ever do. Or say like, oh, you got engaged, congratulations guys, well done, so happy for you. And then don't be like,
yeah,
you know,
smart.
Don't be trying to be funny in the mix of that, because you just, it just is pointless.
Yeah, so weird. You do sort of say those things, because obviously there's like a million comments, and on all of the different things, you could never read them all, but like, you do always notice that one. You're like, why would someone go, do you know what's on the wrong hand? And you're like, well, it's not. So
I know, it's like people...
And it is, I don't know who you are, so don't worry about it. Like, don't you worry about it.
People, I love...
But do people actually think that, though? Like, they're going, oh my God, they have no idea that's not the right hand? I better tell them. They're going to be very silly right now.
I don't know.
Do they actually think... that we had it on the wrong hand.
I don't know. People are just
and fucking... And that they're the person to inform us of it?
People are just mental.
People are mental.
It was a busy week for us on the paying for things front, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to check my bank account. We bought
an
engagement ring, a sofa.
Mm-hmm. We did do the sofa first.
We bought the sofa first.
We maybe wouldn't have done the sofa.
Yeah. Neither have lay on it. It's good.
So, yeah, it's
in fact,
totally worth
what
it.
We got rid of a nice leather sofa, which was very kindly donated to us, which is now at Lucy's house. So we finally got around to buying our own sofa. And rather than buy a sofa that humans sit on, we bought like a 12-foot dog bed.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, at IKEA.
It's slightly raised, so it's
you get a big square, and then you just like... clip a load of squares on, and all of a sudden it's the full length of your room, and it's deep, and both of us can like very comfortably lie on it toe to toe,
which takes a lot, isn't it?
And sleep, yeah, it's amazing. Apart from I don't have the Anna, and then I bought a camera lens, you know, so I'm dying to make a video. It's been a busy week.
Oh, and I smashed my phone.
Maureen smashed her phone, so we've had to go look at the action on that. We've had to go get the phone fixed. By the way, I thought a lot of Apple stuff is a pile of bullshit, like that new MacBook Pro that costs like fucking $2,500, and it's got that strip up the top.
Yeah, you weren't convinced.
I was like, what the fuck is this heap of bollocks for, right? Then I went in, and then that dude talked us through it, and he's like, what do you edit on? And I was like, Final Cut, and he goes, click, 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 brings up Final Cut, and the bar commands change with the program, so he brings up Final Cut, and it was like, fucking trim, burp, fucking transitions for you, and I went, oh... that's where the money goes.
And if you open up something else, it opens up different tabs.
Yeah, so if you open up Firefox, then it's like fucking history view. You know all that. I'm just reading off the top. All that shit. However, great idea. Stupid place. Like, it should have literally been down the side like that.
But then they're probably thinking people are going to touch it with their hand or something.
Well, seemingly that is the problem. Like, up here, we're like, there's it's near a button, but it hits Siri or something. I don't know. I've heard that on some stuff. So we got all that shit fixed. By the way, you feel like there should be like a at ease command for people who work in the Apple shop. Do you know, they're like, you should be able to be like, I know you have to do this bullshit for everybody, but I just want my phone fixed. So let's.
Well, they're super helpful.
Guys, how's it going? What's easy to bring? What do you use it for? That's what fucking happened when I ordered this camera lens. I bought it off mpb.com. It's like a second hand, it's like a used bits thing for photography. And that, right, or ordered the thing, and then it's like, oh, we need to confirm some details. You want to ring up? And rang up, and the guy's like, okay, what'd you go for? And I told him the lens. He goes, what camera do you shoot on? And I told him the camera. And he's like, oh, great combination, mate, great. And then he's like, just confirm your delivery address. Did that. Just confirm this. Okay. And what's it for? If you don't mind me asking, do you make like, what's it for? Mainly video? And I was like, yep. And he goes, well, so do you make stuff for online? And I was like, yeah, what is this? Yeah. Like, I was trying to be like, yeah, do you make stuff for online? Okay, what sort of stuff? And I was being so vague, because I was freaked out. I was like, why the, you know.
Maybe you thought you were doing porn.
Yeah, I should have told him that. Yeah, so we site called pornhub.com. It's crazy, it's just a bunch of, I don't make much content, I mainly curate the content. But
I go through a ton of lenses, guys.
Yeah. Some of them don't even turn anymore, they're so gacked up with jism, you know what I mean, Tony? You know yourself, mate, you know yourself.
And my name is Michael.
You get a bit of jizz in your sensor, you know what I mean? Fucking what do you like, you mad cunt? Do you want free wipes? Yes, send them. But it's weird. It'd be like buying fucking shoes off somewhere and they're like, what sort of, where are you walking to? What sort of shops you walk into? Yeah, where are you going? How many miles a week do you do in your shoes? Huh? By the way, speaking of shoes, I got new workout shoes. You hate them. I love them.
They don't look good with the pajamas, like. But
no one says that, Maurice. What? your athletic running shoe. I'm not doing any running.
There's tons of my shoes look amazing with my pajamas. So
I don't like winter because your jammies get less and less sexy as the winter comes in.
I don't think they were ever sexy.
I know, so. But you can get ones that are like a wee cute vest and like the like little sort of tighter, like sort of tapered pants. And now you wear like sheepskin gi pants.
Like a full quilted blanket.
Like something Steven Seagal would wear in Russia. You know what I mean?
We're both in pajamas right now because it is cold.
Yeah, we're both in pajamas.
They are quite thick, these. It is basically like a fleece blanket.
Fleece is my nightmare of all nightmares. I love it. I hate it. See,
I love it.
But it's not. It's sweaty.
It's not sweaty. You're sweaty.
It's plastic hair. That's what it is. It's like a wig for your legs. It's gross as fuck.
Yes.
I hate. So yeah, I'm going to start a GoFundMe if you guys want to buy me a MacBook Pro. How about that? I could have bought two MacBook Pros this week. I might have buy me a watch, Maureen.
Okay.
I think you invented the thing where it's like, oh yeah, you get like a watch if you get engaged. The dude gets a watch.
Yeah, I'll buy you a watch.
Buy me a watch, bro.
Okay.
Fuck's sake.
Give me a second.
No. Get me a watch now.
A watch or black pudding?
Both. I want the watch displayed on a black pudding.
On a black pudding, okay.
Fuck's sake. Do you know anything about black puddings? but the good thing is I don't like nice watches.
Correct.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me. The, you know, you see one watch and it's like, that's, you know, that's like £2,500. Why do I want that when I could have so many shit watch, you know, like loads of Casios that are all different colors and Timexes and shit. Swatch. Give me that. I don't want the one bullshit watch that no one knows it's good. You know, you're like, oh.
That's true, because a lot of times no one knows if you have a good watch.
Yeah,
or I mean, if it's just a decent watch.
I mean, you know, you can get a, like, legit, you could buy, like, a Breitling or something that costs a fucking fortune. Or you get one in Tenerife that's pretty much the same. It's fake, like, but who cares? No one's, like, taking it off and looking at it with a fucking wee magnifying glass. like one of them Jewish guys with the curly hair. This is a fake, you know.
But I feel like if
you're
you
trying
can...
to give me heartburn, give me some black pudding. Probably can't eat that with a pig.
I feel it's just more of a thing. Like if you can afford it, you would feel amazing wearing your fancy watch.
Maybe.
And other fancy people would know that it's a
but
fancy
none of them
watch.
Like Rolexes don't even look good.
Well, it's like,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
so if you get one of those Hublot things, it looks like a fucking engine, you know, and yeah, it's all glass and it's enormous. You'd be like, that's a fancy watch. A Rolex looks like a fucking Seconda. Can we call our daughter Seconda? Seconda? Your dinner's ready. What is it? Black pudding.
Cock of black pudding.
It's like, you got a full, do you want many cocks of black pudding? You want Seconda? Two? Dirty bitch. Seconda, or a wee Japanese boy called Seconda. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay, we've talked for 34 minutes. Have you any other engagement news you want to talk about or anything?
No, I think that's about
I think are we allowed to announce when we'd like to get married?
Well, in like 6 months, basically.
In 6 months, we're getting ourselves 6 months, because most people wait like 2 years, and we're like, well, who gives a fuck? Do what I want around here.
And like, basically, it's going to be the first time it might get warmer, so that's it.
Yeah.
We would probably do it sooner, only it's winter now, and I don't really want to get married in winter.
Yeah, but we're going to have a big marquee party. It's going to be music. It's going to be music. It's going to be beer. It's going to be DJing. All right?
Yeah.
So, super excited about that.
We're pretty chilled about the whole wedding thing. Like,
I'm going to wear shorts, so.
It's fine.
Although there will be a lot of chat on this podcast down the line where we're like, just giving off about things like, how is it £1,000 for 1 hour in a room? How is it that? You know, we'll say things like that. You know? By the way, why would our like invitation not just be a video?
It could be.
Of course, that's what people would expect. Of the video. Let's do that then. Of the video people. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Why don't we just send people that YouTube?
Yeah, it just says a date on it, and then it's like, you come on or fucking why? Bring a cock of fucking black pudding.
Perfect.
You know, the world's falling apart more. And let's talk. Will we talk about more attacks, or will that bring the tone down?
I mean, you've already brought it down, so go for it.
I've brought it down. Are you upset about that?
No, used to. I know.
What? You're used to me bringing the tone down.
Yeah.
What's wrong with black pudding? Did we talk about any news, or would we just jump into questions and we'll stretch it all out? Because there's tons of questions.
What news has there been?
I don't know, just a load of attacks. There was a guy in Texas shot up a church.
Oh, that's all sad news. We don't want sad news.
I mean, there keeps being this conversation of like, how come whenever, you know, a brown guy drives a truck through New York and kills a load of people, and he's all like, "Allahu Akbar," like all that shit. People are like, "How come he's a terrorist?" And then the guy that shoots up a church in Texas is just a crazy person. And you're like, "Well, because that's what has happened."
You could, yeah, a lot, yeah. Well, sometimes, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, one of them is a crazy person.
They're both crazy. People,
yeah, they're both mentally ill. If you can be talked into like doing a terrorist attack and killing people, you're just, your mind is shit. You weak bitch. Imagine being able to just go to someone, here, drive this truck in there, kill a load of people, and then you'll get shot. And you're like, okay, I'd love to do that.
And you can go to Dreamworld?
Loser.
Think better.
Fucking loser. Grow a set of wee brown hairy balls and a cock of black pudding.
Get on with
go
it.
Go kill a load of people. Yes, okay.
I don't think it was quite as quick as that, the convincing, but
and also,
yeah,
like, is every one of them a creep when they're like, oh, you get 72 virgins? And you, like, who wants that?
I know.
Oh, great. Class. I mean, so hard for me not to be vile right now, Maureen. Vile. It's funny because this is our first video podcast and it might be the most subdued one we've done.
Probably. It's quite early though.
It's early in the day, yeah.
We usually do it a lot later in the day.
I think we should break and have three more coffees.
Don't we? Because it's pretty early.
It's very early in the morning.
For us, it's early. We don't usually start by this time.
Yeah. I mean, this is an interesting story. We finally have fiber optic broadband here. We'll see what happens when I upload this video. What sort of quality we're dealing with here, right? But we've got fiber optic, Maureen. It's flying. We're going to upload this in a couple of minutes. All your Snapchats load. We don't even talk, you know? We don't even have to talk to each other anymore. You're just like watching all... This is what Maureen's phone sounds like. Hey guys, today I'm looking at the thing and it's the thing about you pit ranger. But you'll skip through it.
I don't watch them, that's why. And I'll go, I don't actually watch
hey
them.
Hey guys, here's the fucking thing and I got this new this thing for contour. And they're like, hey guys, we're here today talking about me. Well, I got this. Foundation from a thing and sometimes... And it just jumps around, you know.
All right, Star Wicks. Coconut butter in your asshole.
So it's fiber optic broadband here. So let's how good. By the way, if you're in the Derry area and you're looking to go see me at the Playhouse, the tickets aren't available yet because they haven't changed the site. So it's basically where Mickey's show is on their site. We'll change to mine very shortly, and the tickets will be available. Lots of people have gotten tush with me about the Limelight gig, and I have to go. Listen, there's only one more show being announced, and it's for Derry, and then a lot of people.
It's kind of like a preview show, really. Isn't
it's
it?
A preview show. It'll be probably the first run out of like the full hour put together, which isn't written. No, it is written, but just needs expanded a little bit. So that'll be the first run out of that. I'll film it, and then I'll try and fucking reshuffle it. You know.
Oh, you didn't really say any dates of things, but then you don't really. You've all your dates are done, aren't they?
All my dates are done. But, yeah, so that it's going on sale sometime today or tomorrow. But I'll post it everywhere and you'll see it. But there's people asking about the Limelight tickets. And then I said I'm doing a Derry show. And they're like, oh, we're from Derry. And I was like, well, then what the fuck? Just go then. It'll be a good gig in Derry because the last few have been a nightmare. You know, like Oktoberfest, which is kind of like doing it as a favour almost. Never again. So I'll go up and do the Playhouse, which is good. Mason's Comedy Club shut down finally.
Yeah, that's
Peter Davidson, who runs it, put a big photo up of like a montage of just everyone that's been on. Very excited. You know, I'm on there. Mickey literally, that's like Mickey's gym.
Yeah.
That's where like Mickey trained to be like a really good fucking MC and stuff. He just gigged there forever. Then we went to we had meetings yesterday, important meetings. Do you know what's getting weird, Maureen? Me and you go to meetings together now.
I know.
Power couple, 5,000, you know what I mean? Kim and Kanye. Put my dick in your mouth! Limelight!
Are we essentially Kim and Kanye now, yeah?
No, because they don't do much. It needs to be more businessy.
They don't do much compared to us, is that what you're saying? We're in our pajamas right now.
She was on that thing last night and I was like, she is very hot though.
Kim?
You're like, she's a dick. So you get caught up in that. It's like McGregor. You go like, oh, he's such a mad cunt in his suits and he talks so much shit. And then you're like, oh, but he's actually, he can fight
real
like,
good,
fuck.
Yeah.
He's very talented. Same as her. You're like, if you'd shut up and all the madness, you'd be like, she's very hot.
I mean, she wouldn't have got so far if she wasn't hot.
Yeah.
So, of course.
Her arse is getting literally out of control at the minute, but she's still hot, like, you know.
Well, there you go. If Colin thinks she's hot, then Kim, you just keep on trucking. Kim, you're allowed to continue.
You stop stuffing couch pillows up your pants, but if anyone likes a fat ass, ask anyone. If anyone likes a big fat hoop, it's Colin. He loves it. But sometimes it's like, ugh.
Because what is it?
The legs don't match the arse.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because
her arse looks like a fucking toffee apple. It's just like
you
stick.
You can't have like a
blurp.
Like a big butt. Like, you could. Like lots of people have big bums. But like it's so big that you'd have to work out a good bit to get it that big. And her legs don't coordinate with that.
You'd have to have
big thighs. And
right,
she doesn't.
Here's what I'm going to Google right now. Because we can do it a bit quicker these days. I'm going to Google. Right, what's this? Serena Williams.
Well, she's a lot bigger, though. She's a bigger build in general, though, I think.
I don't know. I think she's not as big as you think. Right, so let's get a good profile on it. This is the podcast segment we've all been looking for.
Mm.
Colin Googles
butts,
big fat asses. Like,
you can probably insert this into the video, actually.
Probably. So, like, look, big fat ass, big giant legs also. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you could say her butt is probably as big as Kim's, but...
Yeah, but her legs match
her
the
legs
thing.
And it actually attached properly.
Like, it doesn't look as stupid. She's a beast. Like, she'd run through a wall, probably. You know what I mean? She's got one of those, like, power guts that you get. You know, like, a six-pack that comes out like a fat gut. That's what I want.
Is that what you have, is it?
Yeah. I'm a bit... Maureen, I'm just a caged... Look at this wet fat dumper there. Do you like that? Now, let's look up Kim's ass. Kim.
I like the way you've literally written ass. Kim Kardashian ass.
What do you want me to... What do you want me to write? Buttocks? Yeah. Kim Kardashian's buttocks? No one says that. Oh my gosh. I would love to glaze Kim Kardashian's buttocks. That's what happens in the sex tape. Ray J. Wanna jizz on your buttocks. There's no one who says, no rapper say buttocks.
No.
Shake that buttocks for me.
I like big buttocks in a can of
that. I like big buttocks in a can of Or like, it's like a, you know, like, imagine, but no one shortened it the butt ever. And you were just like, oh man, like you're watching porn. It's like, oh, I'm going to fuck you in the buttocks. I'm going to bring it back. Young, that's my rap name. Young Buttocks. Like, she has tiny spindly legs and an arse like two pumpkins.
And it's ridiculously round. Like,
do you reckon when she sits in the toilet, her feet don't hit the floor? She just swings about while she's dumping?
Possibly.
Hmm.
What if she's in a swimming pool and her butt floats? And she can't, like, you know, like you get wee fish that happens to and they can't get down underwater?
Like, what the fuck?
So, yeah, that's not right.
That doesn't look good. That doesn't even look good.
You can't have a thigh gap, but then your butt is really big and meets in the middle. That doesn't make sense.
Nah, I really... What other sister... What's the name of the other ones? Cloven? Cloven?
Cloven.
The little known Kardashian sister, Cloven. Keep her in the basement, just rotting. What's the big one called? Courtney? Cloven?
Chloe.
Chloe. Chloe Kardashian ass. This is my favorite segment. I mean, that looks great if she wasn't 9'12" and had a cock. But then that looks silly. Do you know?
Her butt's always been really big though, but she's been bigger, so it kind of made sense. But
I know, but it's definitely fake still. Look at her cock hanging out there. So who's that? Is that Kylie?
Yeah.
No ass there.
No ass, no boobs.
No ass,
no
boobs.
She's all ass and boobs now.
No.
So.
They literally built just a fucking machine to sell makeup, didn't they? Like, listen.
Pretty much, because it's like if you've got the body, you can like put anything on it and that'll sell. They're just a mannequin to sell things.
Yeah, they've just went, listen, we might get in the leggings game. We'll get in the lips game. We'll get in the tits game. Like, so just get all your tits and bits in line.
That's... Do you know that other photo you just seen? Like, how ridiculously round do they look?
But it's, yeah, like, for you to get an ass like that, you would have to really go deep into, like, fucking, like, CrossFit or something.
You'd have to build
a... You'd have to be doing squats McGee and fucking deadlifts and shit, which might get you an ass like that, but none of the rest of her body goes like that. So that's how you know it's fake. Nothing else develops. You know? A little-known Metallica song. Nothing else develops in your buttocks. Anyway, this segment has just descended into me just really staring at asses. I mean, see this shit? Where you're like lying on a shelf of ass in the bed there. What age is she?
Who?
Kylie.
Like 19 or 20 or something. 20 maybe now?
It's funny because like, I've talked about this in the podcast before where... Were you here, the tick over, where it's like, You know, can you, but you know, you're waiting for the tickovers. 18, and it goes from like, hey, it's Kylie to get your asshole out legally right now. Show me your fake tits now. The tickovers, Maureen. It's happening with fellas too. Look at the cute Jonas, bro. Oh my god, so cute, so cute, so cute. 18, grease that cock up. Let me see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Justin Bieber. People are then getting all those nude photos of him.
Yeah, yeah. They probably had them already. But there is a weirdness where it's like, if you're going to be full Instagram ho, but you're like 16, people are like, don't care. We'll go to jail. Ride you anyway. Your whole game is being like a sexy hoe. But you're like, but I'm only 18. But seriously, look at me being a dirty bitch on, you know what I mean? It's almost like I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
I don't know what we're trying to say either.
Cha-cha, get banged, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Hoes gonna be hoes. Act like a hoe, get treated like this.
Yeah. It's kind of true. There's certain people who like, you're going to put it out there like that, you can't really not expect.
Basically, your whole business is built around the fact people want to ride her, even though no one can say that out loud. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's true.
Pretty much. Well, yeah. Sex sells.
How many fucking Instagram followers does she have?
Who? Which one? Kylie?
Kylie.
Oh, God, millions. Like
20 million?
Probably.
How many of those are just dudes? Just like, random fit like me. I'm not gonna follow her. Maybe her title fall out one day. Warren, you've taken this down a weird route.
I know.
Speaking of weird routes. Show me your buttocks. Right, let's get into some questions. Look at the iPhone recording away. Respect the fucking Steve Jobs. This would have been you if you hadn't got fiber. Angry villagers burn an effigy of BT Openreach van. I can't click the link. By the way, see if you want to send me links, bros and hoes. The Dead On Army out there. Someone did. Shout out to Big Rob.
I thought it was Mafia.
Dead On Mafia. He sent me a Dead On Mafia poster.
But no way.
Let's get more of those. The Dead On Mafia things.
Tell us how dead on you are, so we don't have to just complain about people who aren't dead on.
If you're going to send me a link, go to my Facebook, where I request questions every week and post it on the thread under the photo.
Because you can click it.
I can click it. I can't click fucking things. But that is hilarious.
All right, because that's a Snapchat. Yeah. You click it.
And because I'm recording on my phone, I had to send it. I'll figure this out. I'll figure out a way where I can record this like live, basically. And everything records at the same time. I'm just going to straighten this up. Catch me inside. How about that? Look at these pants, bro. They're ridiculous. So
you should probably have a computer the other way so you can see what's on the screen right now. But
no, we'll figure it out because eventually we'll have basically like a display that everyone can see and it'll come up on the screen.
Profesh.
What was it like the first time you shagged? Okay, it was just a pile of buttocks.
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 So you remember?
Look, ours, me and you. Yeah. Is he talking about... Okay, we'll move on. If you could be any animal, what would it be? Nah, I'm not going to be that. We've talked about that before. And a dog, a rich person's dog that gets fed like steaks all day. Gets its tits rubbed. Rub my 6 titties.
No, you'd be one of those gorillas just touches his penis all day.
Gorillas aren't that promiscuous. Chimp.
Good chimp.
Good chimp. I'm a good chimp. What would Trump's bedroom life be like? Bad breath and rape. All the time.
It's weird. Yeah. I bet you he wears weird pajamas.
Yeah, he just pops his dick out of them silk pajamas. And it's like a stinking mole rat.
Oh, stop.
Do you reckon his pubes have that blonde quiff, hey?
Yeah. What if he's a nun? That'd be weirder.
What if he's a nun? He's got a crucifix up his ass like that. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. What's it like? It's probably just your woman just blessing herself in the toilet and then walking in, gobbling his wee dick. You know?
Yeah, lights off for sure.
Fuck. Or I don't know, maybe he's done some serious dicking in his life. Maybe he's an absolute player.
Probably. I mean, he's a rich guy, so he's probably...
But then, are rich guys really trying, or are they just lying back while, like, you know, two Vietnamese street hookers lick their balls? Is it that? Is it more like that? Or is he just sitting there eating, like, caviar while people do things to each other? And then eventually he gets a foot job?
I don't know. It went really weird in this podcast.
Would you rather shove a baseball bat up your hole or jump in a pool of lemon juice covered in paper cups? I would just put the
paper
baseball...
Paper cups?
I would just put the baseball bat up my hole, for sure. A body covered in paper cuts? Huh? I mean, you could definitely...
Yeah, because first of all, you'd have to get the paper cuts, yeah, which terrible. Would be sore, so...
But, like, you could work your way up to a baseball bat, you know? Start with the pinky, then, like, a pen, then, like, a small carrot.
Next question.
Then an aubergine. Oh, by the time you got the aubergine, you could probably get a baseball bat in your ass, no bother.
When does cock of Black Button go in there?
Way before the aubergine.
Oh.
Although it's quite grainy, so you might need to spit on a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Congrats on the engagement. Cheers. Does your finance do makeup? Does your fiancé do makeup? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Professionally.
I'll be doing some later today, in fact.
But like in a real way. None of these hoes that have half a paintbrush and they're like, call me, I've got gaps in my schedule. And you're like, you don't have a schedule. You know? You smell like chips. There's more into makeup there. Follow Mo Bell on Instagram and you'll see all the crack. Was UFC 217 the best event you've ever watched? It's not bad, was it? We watched it.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good, bro. All the champions lost. GSP looked like a fucking murderer. Didn't he? Looked big. He's fighting in a different weight class now. Beat the shit out of him. I like that little trick when he knocked him down. Knocked Bisping down. And he was hitting him. Stood back up. He went to get up and he just boink on his back. Liked it.
I talk like this.
What's your favourite thing about Armagh? The road out of it. Only joking. Sports Direct, and I'm not even joking.
You like anywhere that has Sports Direct?
I love Sports Direct. It's my favourite shop. Until they open a black pudding shop, Sports Direct is my shit, bro. I like it. Don't do any sports, but I like it. What's your favourite thing about Armagh? The bagel place?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a lie. Our favourite restaurant of all time?
Moody Boar.
It's good.
Really good.
Podcast question. Are you annoyed that Ulster Hall show is on the same day as And So I Watch You From Afar? Not really. Because mine's already sold out. Bite the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go to that. So
there is a chance we will also go to that after.
There is. Fuck chances.
We're going.
We're done and we're in a taxi. And we're over there.
Okay.
You know, sweating. I'm still sweating. I'm rehydrating.
That'd be so fun, wouldn't it?
The tickets go on sale on Friday. Or do we speak to our man Joe from the Limelight? Did we talk about our meeting?
Not really.
We had a meeting in the Limelight the other day with the guy who basically runs all events. Shout out to Joe. Great
super
meeting.
Cool guy.
Do you know when you go for a meeting and you basically don't talk about anything other than like music and comedy for like 2 hours?
And weddings as well.
And weddings.
It was good fun.
It was great. And then I'm so glad he said it because he was like, listen, I don't have anything to talk to you about right now. Like, he goes, I called you in for a meeting, but it's just, we'll just chat about stuff.
But we're planning fun plans.
Gonna plan some big stuff.
Some fun plans happening.
The same place and So I Watch You From Afar plan. Might be utilised as a venue.
Oh.
By the boys. By the boys, I mean me. So that'll be fun. But yeah, I'm definitely going to try and... I mean, if by the time they release the sort of running order of the Ulster Hall show, it'll probably be like doors this time, support at 8, break, and then I'll be done by like 10:20. They're not on stage till 11.
Oh.
So, straight over there. Whiz! Straight in.
People don't realise you actually playing and so watching for.
Yep.
They haven't figured that out yet.
Do you know Chris Wee who drums?
It's actually that's Colin. Me. Yeah.
And Sexy Chinese Man.
Yeah. Sexy Chinese Colin.
My new website. Will you kill 5 puppies for £10 million? Probably. Do you know how I would do it so I wouldn't feel guilty?
Like you've thought about this?
No, but I'm just thinking like you don't want to see them die. So I just get the £10 million, right? Right, and then I take £50 out of that. And I give it to a maniac tramp and I go stamping these puppies. See?
No, you have to kill them first.
Okay, what I do is I get a bomb with a detonator and I tie them in a bag and I set it like ages away. And then I go, and I went, that same puppy's dead. You know?
That's really sad.
If you had to choose a Snapchat filter to wear in real life, what would it be? The one with a big lower face, but you can't get that. They don't do good Snapchat filters anymore. It's all just fucking flowers around your head.
It's all very pretty.
What about the Kevin Spacey one that I did the other day? I might put that on Facebook. Will I? Or will I go to jail? Who knows? You kill five puppies. Nah, I don't even know if I'd like to be given 10 million because I would be out of control. I would need to earn 10 million for...
Oh yeah, if you're given anything, you just don't appreciate it. I don't mean you don't appreciate it, but you would just be like, oh, well, just spend it on...
I wouldn't appreciate it if I earned it either.
No, probably not.
Have you ever watched Eric Andre? Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Time to deliver a pizza ball!
It's our favourite thing to watch when we're drunk. Yeah. In fact, only if you're drunk, watch that.
What the fuck is it? Yeah,
It can be too much during the day.
It's funny as fuck.
But just watch like a highlight. Just YouTube the highlights, if anyone hasn't watched it, by the way. Just YouTube highlights of Eric Andre show. It's insane.
Crisps. Favourite crisps? Hot and spicy knickknacks?
No. Tato onion rings?
Do we have to have the same favourite?
Or Quavers. Are good.
Yep. Check out Maureen's breath, always.
Oh yeah, it's mainly onions, so.
I'm also the dick who bought the 5 tickets for the Ulster Hall in the wheelchair accessory. You mad cunt. I can't do anything about it. Like, you may go and just fucking see if they'll let you sit there. Or, better yet, if you can get a wheelchair, that's terrible. Why am I saying this?
No, stop. Already stop, yeah.
I mean, just pray that there's not a lot of fucking wheelchair users.
Well, I'm sure they would have bought those them already. Ones, yeah.
You're right. Adidas or Nike? Nike.
Probably, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Or Nike. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done when you're drunk? When you're on the drink.
Also do video podcast.
I don't know, just those cringy nights where you're super steaming. You're like...
Like the video my sister sent of you for your birthday.
That's funny, but...
That is funny, but that's... It's just...
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I was just standing there with a fake skull on my head with my hat on top of the skull.
We're not bad drinkers, though, that's why.
Huh?
Like, we're not like... We don't drink and then turn into different people.
Like the Hulk?
Yeah. We're not like... Oh my god, guess what we did. You know what I mean? We just might get a bit too drunk and maybe just not shut up or something. I don't know. You don't really change, I don't think.
Yeah, if it was one of those like complete shit shows where you're like slapping at people and fucking pulling your dick out and ripping your clothes off and breaking shit and, you know, that would be embarrassing. But I just kind of like drinking beer and talk, like literally just talking shit.
It's our favorite thing.
What's the first use of the new fiber optic? Probably your Snapchat. Just rimming through that. I'm going to upload this podcast and then we'll get to see what the real speed's like. What do you make of Katie Price and her son constantly getting media attention and being on Good Morning Britain? Because she's a public eye, because she's in the public eye, or what? Worse kids out there than her son. Oh, worse kids out there than their son. Yeah, well, I mean, you see that happen a lot where like, you know, there's a sick kid, but, you know, their parents are pretty internet savvy. And all of a sudden the kid's fucking, you know, all over the internet. It's getting tons of money thrown at them. Is at the front row at all these fucking sports games. And it's just because the parents have, like...
You've always said
that. Are good at using the internet. Like,
it's unfair a little bit.
It is unfair. I mean, there are parents who deal with, like, sick kids or disabled kids or whatever all day, every day, and it's a nightmare, but they're just not on the fucking internet going like, and you know, they've branded it almost like fucking, it's Race for Davey or something, you know what I mean? They're just not good at it, and they don't get all this extra fucking funding and free money thrown at them and help given to them and stuff.
It's fair enough if it's like a super rare disease where maybe you really do need to raise money to like...
Yeah, because the only place you can get it done is like America or
that's
something.
That's totally fair, but yeah. But I mean, it's even a bit like the Madeleine McCann thing, because there's tons of children who've, you know, went missing or whatever, but theirs is it just a media circus, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of is unfair to the other plenty of other families who lose people.
Who legit have like, abducted kids yeah. or, yeah.
And they don't really get half the attention. It's a really weird thing, like.
Yeah, and every once in a while, Katie Price just brings her son on live TV. He's like, you fucking cunt! Famous again for a month. Hello,
I mean, I don't know if do you think she's doing to get more fame?
She's like, all right, darling, I'll bring you one fucking, the one show. I want you to call him a fat fucking cunt. All right, Harvey, what have you got to say? You fat cunt. Good boy. My book's out tomorrow. What about her?
Yeah, she's a bit much anyway, so.
Yeah, shameless bastard. Worst experience in uni, excluding the girl you already chatted about cutting yourself? The time that I had the out-of-date seafood medley and ralphed everywhere. In fact, I'll tell the story briefly. I basically bought a seafood medley at about 9 o'clock on a Friday, and it was reduced in Sainsbury's, and it was crayfish, prawns, mussels, and some other shit.
Who would ever buy that?
Well, we were like
from a reduced aisle.
We were like a couple of foodies, you know what I mean? I threw it in the fucking, look at all that light in my face. I threw it in some creamy sauce with some bacon.
That's even worse.
Yeah, and then put it on pasta.
So who gets a seafood medley and then puts bacon in it? You're a freak.
Clams and bacon, or you know, like people eat that shit all the time. I'm a fucking good cook, but so fucking cooked it. It was lovely. It was nice linguine pasta and everything. And then, but it was just the worst combination of shit. I had that. Someone had Dr. Pepper, so I had a glass of Dr. Pepper. I never drank that ever. And then there was like a big giant box of Haribo lying there, and I had like a handful of them. And then obviously took some sort of reaction. It was, I don't think it was like food poisoning because it was immediate. It was like, I felt so warm, had a fucking rash on my chest, and then just went into the bog. Like shit and boked so hard. So hard. And was exhausted and just empty. But it was because I just ate it. It was like spaghetti and then like crayfish with like Haribo fucking rings and all in it. And it also tasted like cherry Coke. So it was fucking bogging. But I fucking emptied. So it'd be good, like, see if you had, like, a weigh-in Wednesday. And you just add a fucking handful of crayfish and just...
And you'd think you'd have learnt your lesson.
No, but about 3 times after that, I ate mussels and stuff and was sick every time. So I don't think I deal well with, is that a shellfish?
Yeah.
Or a
we went to Carlingford and you're like, I'm going to get the seafood chowder. I think I'm allergic, but I'll get it to see. That and I got this beautiful, Christ. Like, big that, roast dinner. And you're like, why would you not just get a roast dinner?
That thing had everything. That thing had fucking octopus tits and...
Yeah.
That had everything. Now, I've gone the opposite way now where I would be, scared to try a thing where I'm like,
yeah.
I'd be scared that I'm just going to take a bad reaction to this. You know?
So we went away for a night and you literally said to me, can you put headphones on? Because you just had to shit and vomit for so long that I was just in bed with headphones in going, la 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 la. This is all okay. Romance.
Well, I like to think that we've made up with a lot nicer experiences since. Have we?
No, most of them are just you in the toilet. Anywhere we go is mainly you in the toilet.
People shit? Maureen, that's unfair. We do nice things.
Am I joking?
I feel sick now. look at this fucking dick. Let me see. Is that all the questions? I think. Oh, what's your? Oh, I'm not answering that. Who's your favorite? I laughed at this. Who's your favorite comedian? One within slavery's. Welcome to Slavery's Comedy Club.
Lovely.
And one proper comedian in quotes. I actually wrote back this guy.
Break that up.
I actually wrote back to that guy and I was like, what do you mean proper comedian? He's like, you know, like a real A-list comedian like Lee Evans. And that is my least favorite thing.
It's See, funny that he said Lee Evans as well.
Anytime someone's like, oh, you're a comedian, tell me who I like, I go Lee Evans, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
It's funny because he sweats. And he's like, that's the you're like, that's the only funny bit. You hold my mic. The whole mic fell off the fucking thing there. I hit the camera. So, yeah, he's like, I love, you know, an A-list comedian like Lee Evans. And I went, Lee Evans is fucking shit. And then he's like, oh, what are you joking about? You know what I mean? Like, who's,
like a real comedian. And you're like, what do you mean real comedian?
Someone who does it as their job and only does comedy. Is that a real comedian?
No, but like a real one, like has a DVD and all.
I think people.
What about Daryl Breen?
Fuck's sake. If you're on TV, that's usually what that means.
Like you're a real comedian?
Yeah. There's, if you haven't, there is a you pile could be the shittest comedian, but if you've been on TV, you're a real comedian.
Yeah, so. It's crazy. But there is like fucking some of the best comedians you'll ever see. You'll never have heard of them, like. Because they just won't be on TV. There's a very specific type of person gets on TV.
I never even realised this.
I'm English. I was on a tube the other day. Were you? I've heard people say that to me. Mate, you should be in Live at the Apollo. Should I? In the middle of fucking someone with a puppet. And then someone who's like, isn't it weird being a Muslim? Muslim? I'm a Muslim. Here's a funny thing about being black. Fuck off. And die. Who's your favourite comedian? One within Lavery's. I mean, it's always fun to watch Mickey.
Aaron is really good.
It's always, Aaron's good. It's always fun to watch people like Tom the Bear.
Yeah.
Always like watching him. Chris Kent was amazing.
Because I see everyone. I like comedians where you just feel so comfortable when they're on stage because they're so good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
So like you never worry for a second if Aaron's on, if Mickey's on. You know, you don't worry about them. So yeah, that's
not,
why they're good.
You're not going to be like, oh fuck, I wonder how they'll do.
No, I never wonder how they'll do. I never go, oh my God, it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a silence. There's going to be awkwardness. There's going to be, you know, how's the audience going to react to them? It's always good.
Yeah.
So they're probably the best.
Will there ever be merch? Yes, there will. I'm going to get on that. Have you ever watched Llamas with Hats On? No, I'm not going to do that. What would you like God to say to you at the pearly gates? This is like the fucking actor's studio thing. If you get the gates of heaven, what do you want to hear them say? It's more likely going to be like, boop. Who is it? It's me. All right, come on in. That's what you'll hear if you're getting in. What would you like to hear? I don't know. Something like this. Free cocks of black pudding and buttocks. Free, like it's a market. Free cocks of black pudding and buttocks. And I open the door and it's just butts and black pudding with an egg on it.
It's a weird mix of things, isn't it?
I'm trying to do a callback.
You kind of just want someone to be like, did a good job. Or something, do you mean?
I'd be like, who the fuck are you? The fuck would you know about jobs, you stupid cunt? I would get really offended. Most sad.
You'd be like someone who doesn't get into a nightclub, you'd be making a real fuss and all.
Yeah, or they'd be like, oh, I'm God, well done. I'd be like, you know, children dying? God, you fucking useless cunt.
I think that's why you won't get in, so it's fine.
Best, most satisfying midnight snack when you wake up starving at all hours. I don't know if I've woken up in the middle of the night hungry and actually went net.
That you would do be, eat a lot in bed though. You'll go, I'll be getting ready for bed and you're eating something like, oh.
But you've got like a bowl of cereal.
Right, you made a cup of soup. Who eats that before bed? Come on.
I may have been under the influence of some things. Hunger.
Age.
Oh fuck. Who would win the weed smoking competition between Colin Keyes and Joe Rogan? Craig from OMA. Connor Keyes, you mean?
I would say Connor Keyes.
Connor Keyes, yeah. He just doesn't show any signs of being stoned ever. It's incredible. Would you finger a vegan just to make them cry? What sort of fucking question is that, you mad bastard? Is that why? Because they got meat in them? Why did I say that? Look at these dirty butts. There's Caitlin's ass. Dragon Caitlin just went straight. Well, she still bucks women, doesn't she? And doesn't agree with gay marriage.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah.
I'm Caitlin. Be funny if just straight away was into big black dudes. Caitlin and then just Shaq smashing her pie in. The thing goes. Right, okay. We're going crazy at this point. Let me rattle through these. What's your favourite pie? Well, I had a lamb pie the other day from Marks and Spencer's and I nearly squirted milk out of my nips.
You don't really like lamb either.
Not really, but when it's like cooked, slow cooked, then it's all shreddy and it's like
covered in pastry.
Covered in pastry gravy. That was Peter Nash. I don't know what that name is in Irish. Can you say that? Conquer Ohichi? Come on, Maureen. Get your rack card out. What's that say?
I don't know.
Oh my God, you're terrible.
Connor, is it? I don't know. I'm guessing.
Any documentary recommendations or favourites? Loads.
Oh my God. I am so bad with names then. What do you call that one about the wee baby and the grandparents took it? Don't say anything else than that, but that's it. What's that one called? It's just like a boy's name or something, isn't it?
Fuck. What was that? That's right.
We've mentioned it before. Oh my God, what is that called? It's so good. It's one of the best ones I've seen.
Why did the grandparents take it again?
Well, obviously I'm not going to say if people haven't seen it. Hold on. How am I going to find this out?
Is it on Netflix?
Nope.
Alright, we'll move on. Michael Jardine, do SPG do beginner classes in Belfast? Also, did you watch GSP choke the life out of Bisping at the weekend? Fuck me. Yeah, that was pretty impressive. And Bisping was like, fuck me, he's got a hell of a choke on him. Is there beginner class? Nah, it doesn't matter, but beginner, just go. Just go. There'll be a mix of all people at all classes.
Dear Zachary.
Dear Zachary, everyone's pretty dead on. No one's gonna fucking attack you on your first day. Everyone's very pleasant. They'll be aware that you're a new start. So just go to any class. There is no real beginner's class. There'll be like a fundamentals probably like thing or something. My neck is sore when I turn it that way.
Start doing it.
When's the big day? Stephen Burns. Dunno. May?
Yeah.
Seen someone with their Christmas tree up when it's too early.
I seen a full house of lights.
Yeah.
In Lisburn.
Typical fucking Lisburn.
Could you be bothered looking at that, though, for the next 2 months?
I know, you'd be like trying to go to sleep and your fucking lights, your house is glowing up green at night. Your fucking phone or your electric bill's through the roof.
At least wait to December.
Yeah. Lee McGlinchey just got blocked off Sir Stevie O'Timothy's Facebook for attacking him, in quotes. Never even met the fella. Anyway, are you blocked off anyone's social media page? Anyone famous, obviously? Nah, mate, because I'm not a fucking loser.
Well, you don't comment on other people's.
Yeah. Here's what you do. Stuff? If you like it, you go, oh, that's good, and you like it or share it. And if you don't like it, you fuck up and leave.
Yeah.
But you're giving him shit, and he's like, there is no need. There is no need for anyone to put up with your shit.
No.
You know? You can't be like, you can't give someone shit and they go, well, I just don't want to know about this person. I don't want to be like,
yeah.
I don't want to even if you're good at ignoring something.
It's still, you're aware of it.
It's like mental mortgage or whatever. Yeah. They you just go, I don't want to deal with that. Away.
Yeah. Away.
You're literally like crumbs on the table. Yeah. Nope. Don't need that.
Plus, here's what people don't realize. If you're watching people's stuff, they are making things, so you don't have to comment, though. Because if you're watching it, then you're clearly enjoyed some aspect of it, or there's something about it that you're watching. So don't give them shit, then, for trying to do a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just, let them just do it. If you don't like it, then just leave. Just scroll on. Like,
you can do stuff, too.
You can do stuff, too. And then if people just kept giving you shit about every little thing you did, you'd be like, well, leave me alone. I'm just doing my things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like,
people do their things, like.
It's just, it's silly. It's like in the middle of, you're being that guy who's just like, in the middle of a load of good positivity, you're just going, oh, you're fucking shite. And the guy's going to go, I don't need to see that. Because even if he knows that you're doing it to be an asshole to get a reaction, he's like, I don't even want to fucking deal with that. Bye.
And he doesn't have to.
Don't have to at all.
Because it's his, you know.
If you're doing stuff that's getting you blocked by people, you're acting like a fucking cunt.
There is probably.
You'd never get on like that in front of anybody ever.
If you wouldn't say it to their face.
But even some people would.
Well, they maybe would actually, but
that's the world now. It's like, I'm gonna be a wee cunt. I can say whatever I want. I'm protected by everything.
Yeah,
some people really do just need protect me. You know, like blasted in the face where you don't know whether it's your nose or your teeth that are broke. That's sort of like your whole area is numb.
Like I got a basketball in my face once.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
You need someone to be like, I was just gonna fuck. And you just hit them and you go, think.
Reset.
Just think about what you're gonna say for a second. You know, there's a lot of fucking, like, it's not even, you know what it is? For me, it's not even that what the person's saying. It's that they think that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what annoys me. I've made fucking hundreds of YouTube videos. I've liked about 3 YouTube videos ever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then there's people who have done nothing, sit all day like, yeah, this is fucking shit, no. While you're doing actually
nothing.
Or people
think they're kind of like entitled to people's content, you know? Like they think they're like, you know, their taxes are going to other people making stuff so they can comment. Do you know what I mean? Do you know people on BBC that have all these shows with complaints because it's like, well, we pay for a license fee so we can complain kind of thing. So people make a point of complaining about any little thing they might like in a show because it's not to their particular liking, as if they've ordered it like a takeaway. But that's not true with social, you know, media, content, anything. It's made most of the time people aren't making it for any money. So just and you can let them you can, do it. There'll be something else you like that you might not like 10 things, but there might be 10 other things
you're gonna
like.
Custom make your what content you see as well. So why complain about any
of it? Don't ruin the whole thing.
And there's this constant curated, like comparison of like even stuff I do. You know, oh, I'm not a big fan of your thing, but I like this.
Yeah,
that's fine. Don't tell me. Oh, I like that one better than that. So they're all mine.
Yeah,
this is the best one yet. Oh, not as good as the other. They're all mine.
It's, yeah.
Like, I did them all. I did all 350 of them. If you like 250 of them,
yeah,
fine. If you don't like the next one, there'll be another one after that you might like.
Yeah, because you would be bored and so not, would everyone else I'm if not, you did the same
it's
video.
It's not a fucking competition with myself. Like, yes. Oh, I've got to make the best thing. I try to make everything as good as... But it's like, mate, you should do fucking something on a podcast. No. I'll do it exactly the way I feel like I want to do it. Why the fuck... If I take instruction from you, there might be 100 other people going, what the fuck are you doing, like, in the middle of your podcast, you know?
Yeah, everyone thinks that
if I did what you told me to do, no one would listen, because
yeah,
you should be doing that.
Yeah, you do it. Kind of thing.
I hate advice more than anything.
You do. You actually don't take it.
I can't take it from you.
I can't take it from anybody.
I literally can't. Especially someone, oh, mate, see next time you do. You're like, see next time you open your fucking mouth, I'm going to stab you down the neck.
I literally give you advice once by going, please don't put that camp stove on top of the hot cooker because it will explode. And you hated every time I told you that. And it did explode and there's a lump out of our ceiling. So if Colin can't take that advice.
Cooker got fixed though. We're cooking rice like a bitch up in here.
If Colin can't take actual health and safety advice for his own health and safety of his own head.
I remember
then playing, don't tell him how to do things. He doesn't like it.
Being in primary school, my back is broke. I remember being in primary school, right? And scoring 3 goals. I believe they call it a hat trick in a match, right? Scored 3 goals. And then we played the same team again down the line and it was just a much tougher game. It was raining, it was a real rough day. And the guy, the coach who was a teacher, was like really laying into me, like, come on, God, because I basically we won like 3-0 the last time and I scored all 3 goals. And then they were like, come on, Connor. And I was like, you seem to be giving me a lot of shit here and no one else.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. I think my mom told me it's like whenever he was shouting, I just stopped on the pitch and was just like staring at him while the whole fucking game was going on around me. Just like giving him the fucking death eye.
I can imagine.
And I was about 10.
Yeah. You've never taken shit off anyone. Like,
not shit. It's just don't tell me what, don't give me advice.
Yeah.
I don't need advice. Do you know?
I know, because funny enough, nothing stops like creativeness or funniness than other people trying to like butt in with it. You know what I mean? Like, just, it's fine.
It has to be the way it is.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking drives me mad. Lee McGlinchey, stop slagging people off online. Get a fucking life. Dolores Gallagher, your opinions on Kevin Spacey allegations and Corey Feldman announcement? Well, my Kevin Spacey thing is, like, if you're a 14-year-old at a celebrity party, you're only there to get fucked by old gay men, so...
I don't think you're only there, but very straight. Yeah, like,
it's
why...
Just, my issue would be, why the fuck was he there? If Kevin Spacey rolls in blocked, you know... Like, this sounds... There's a lot of fucking flamboyant gay guys, and that's kind of what they do. They're all inappropriate. Do you know what I mean? Grabbing dicks, grabbing girls' tits, because they're gay. Oh, it's fine. Yeah, gonna literally borderline sexual assault you, because I'm not really interested, but I'll squeeze away your tits. You know what I mean? It's what gay dudes do. They go in, feel cocks. He's this young thing. No, he probably didn't go in and be like, hello there, can I... I'm doing the accent again from this night. From House Cards. Hello, young man. Can I see your identification? He's not going to do that. He's just going to be, oh, I'm at this party looking hot loads on my face. Who's this? Half molests him and he's like, I'm 14. What are you doing here? Do your fucking key stage threes and get the fuck out of my life.
But he said he didn't really recall it, didn't he? He's like, I don't know.
I don't recall. He's probably, yeah, he's blocked. Being a rich gay dude, sailing about, hunting for dick.
But it's the thing, isn't it? Like, how do you know what age someone is? If they're in a...
Exactly.
If they're in a situation where girl, it's all adults, how do you know... How would you pick out the one person that's not an adult?
That wee girl is... That was on the internet, that was... Like, spent the night with some guy from, like, fucking Love Island or something. And everyone's like, oh, he spent the night with a 16-year-old. And she's like, listen, we didn't do anything. We just played fucking computer games and all. And you're like... So, in the eyes of everyone else, oh, it's illegal that this 16-year-old's there. That 16-year-old is a full... Like, flaming whore already. She's like, we didn't even fucking do anything. I was out just in the club looking famous cock. You're like,
yeah.
Work away.
Why is she in that situation?
How can anything be illegal because of age when you're already, like, way mature beyond your years? Yeah. You're a full active hoe. You know what I mean? You're in the club with your mates that you've snuck into to hang out with famous dudes to get rid. Work away. You can't turn around and someone be like, well, that's actually illegal. That guy's going to go to jail, even though she's a full, like, honey dick catfish going on here. That's what she was there for. You know? Drives me fucking mad.
I mean, there's the age laws for a reason to try and protect people, but at the same time, if you're a more mature person, you know, whether mentally or physically, and you want to be in an adult situation, and you put yourself in that adult situation... And another adult...
Doesn't know that you're not
would
a certain amount of time old.
No, but other adults, if you're in an adult situation, you would assume everyone's an adult. Even though you could go, that person looks really young. But you would assume if you're in a bar, everyone's over 18. You don't, you know, because it's not your job to guess people's age. So if you're in a way, you know, there's a certain, like, bit of grey area of going, well, if someone's in a adult place... Your brain would naturally think that they're an adult. Even if you, another situation, if you pick them
looking,
out, be like, oh,
yeah,
they're young.
If you're out scheming for cock, you're an adult. You've snuck in, you're looking to buck famous dudes.
Well, that's
one
an
of them
adult
takes
thing.
You back. He's not maybe an adult because he's like fucking playing computer games and all.
Yeah.
Or maybe was he like, Jesus Christ, she's spending a lot of time on Candy Crush or whatever these kids do these days.
It's
I don't
weird,
know.
Isn't it? It's so odd.
If you're out looking at, the rules don't apply anymore.
I mean, there's 13-year-olds who are, you know, more physically or whatever, sexually advanced than some 19-year-olds. So it's that weird thing, isn't it? Like,
hoes are going to be hoes.
Hoes are going to be hoes, yeah.
Seymour Skinner, he's not called that at all. Have you ever watched Demise and Rise of Steve-O? Nor shall I. Because he talks like that. And I can't listen to it.
Yeah, you don't like his voice.
Don't like his voice. Dude, fucking
that. You don't like anyone with raspy voices.
Also, the... You know, the whole thing is cool till you're 50. Do you know? I'm Steve-O. I'm a crazy jackass guy with a toy car up my asshole. Jump forward 20 years. I'm Steve-O. Someone's daddy. He probably doesn't have kids, but you know what I mean? He's like 50. Setting fire to his armpit hair and all. Sort your life out. He does stand-up now, apparently. You should do a video podcast every week. Jonathan... Don't give me advice.
We've talked about this, Jonathan.
Handy for Sunday while waiting on the chinkers to open. Jonathan, don't be racist bastard giving me advice.
And then be racist.
Do you know what I mean? It's 20 to 11 in the morning and I would 100% eat a Chinese.
Would you?
Hi.
Oh. Would you actually?
Probably.
What would you get?
Like all the starters, you know what I mean? Like prawn toast and maybe like a deep fried... I'm thinking of China here. You know, like those deep fried prawns? Tempura prawns? Not a real sloppy curry one. Like just all the wee bits of like a spring... See those Vietnamese spring rolls?
Yeah, they were the nicest.
Fuck my asshole. Alex Barkley, have you seen this also? What weird food combos do you like? Black pudding and buttock. He sent me this video. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I'll play it anyway.
Would you say, who are you standing here? Hi. Fuck me, you started, boy.
Eh?
So it's the famous clip of the man in Pomeroy being shown a camera.
There were there.
Interestingly enough, by the way, that sound has come from the video, not any of my equipment. One of the people killed in that Texas shooting was called like something Pomeroy.
Really?
It's not a turtle. Jesus, that's a good...
That feedback's terrible.
Jesus, that's a turtle. That's what it is. Not all the size of it.
Eh?
That is right. Jesus, that's a big one.
Eh?
There's people in all.
Worst video I could have ever played the audio from, I think. There's something going on with that video where it's like...
It's amazing, though, that, like...
That's terrible.
At a certain point in time... there was things people had never seen before, you know? Like, there was technology you'd never seen.
Especially a 90-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know? Showing you... Like, that was probably around the time where, you know, there was actually a display on a thing. Instead of just a fucking, like, wee eyepiece. What do we call it? Lens? What do you call it? I don't know. We talked a wild pile of shit here. It's great. 1:30, let's really pile this.
Only out. Really just waking up right
Have
now.
You ever considered live casting one of your Limelight comedy nights for your fans in other countries? First of all, Richard, we don't have many Limelight nights. There's one. Live casting is never going to happen, sorry. Never.
That would be difficult to
also
orchestrate.
It might actually be shite to watch. Just a straight up live broadcast of a... Because when you're not in a room sometimes, I mean, when you shoot like a special type thing, it looks like you're in the room and it's all good. But,
you're getting it all filmed though, are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
But also, I don't really care about that. I'd rather make a cool vlog and have clips of the stuff than the full show. I don't think there's any need to... no one wants to see a full show. Like, can corned beef be used as insoles for your shoes? Sure. Aaron McCann told me his ma has an obsession with corned beef. He's like, it's everywhere. Squirt your toothpaste out. It's corned beef.
Sponge in the shower. Actually corned beef.
I do like corned beef.
Do you?
I mean, a corned beef, tomato and brown sauce sandwich is the dog's tits, like. It's nice. I like it.
Probably does look like dog's tits. Ew, stuff came out there.
I know. That's because it's backlit. I mean, why have you no shoes on? And you always complain about cold feet. You're the worst of all time.
Thank you.
Brett Morin's been upgraded from girlfriend Morin to fiance Morin.
That sounds weird. Fiance? I don't like the word fiance. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
What do you say? Wife to be?
What? That's so weird that you said anything like that.
Pre-wife? Can you say that? This is my pre-wife.
No. That doesn't make sense.
It makes... 100% sense. 100% it makes. My pre-wife?
100% should be a word.
Yeah. Yeah, should we do that? 100%. It makes 100%. pre-wife. My wedding opponent. My
fuck, I just said fiance. It's weird.
What does fiance,
I don't know, it's weird.
What does fiance actually mean? There has to be like a I don't even know how to spell it.
The actual meaning, pre-wife.
Fiance. Let me see. A man to whom a woman is engaged to be married. But it's bound to mean something. Definition.
This is exciting.
Betrothed.
Yeah.
Betrothed my teats. 100%. Okay, so two last questions. If you book in your half full pint, is it okay to still drink? What the fuck? I've left the worst questions for the end as usual. If ISIS participated in a If We Win, We Conquer boxing match, who would win? Some ISIS lass or Arlene Foster? I reckon Arlene Foster would beat the cunt out of most women.
Yeah, I mean, if her leadership was purely down to physical...
cocks?
Bulk, we would be alright.
Yeah.
I think.
Uppercutting people. You fucking bastard, you smack. Can't get a grip on her big hands and all, big neck. Fat cock. What is the crack with Stormont at the minute? Is it just shut down? Or are we just waiting?
Shambles.
Shambles?
It's an embarrassment.
Maureen, I need such a breakfast right now.
I know you're in a strange mood today.
Huh?
You're in a funny mood today.
I don't know whether it's because the cameras are on us today.
And we're facing a different way. It feels weird.
Yeah.
It's different.
Jesus, terrible.
This is more of a test video though, isn't it?
We might not use the video. No. You know, who knows? We might set up a proper set and get it lit. 100%. Cocks of black pudding and ladies' buttocks. What can I type before the word buttocks to get the funniest thing?
Dogs.
Oh, I was going to write open.
Oh.
Ready? Open buttocks. Ready? What? Maureen. I have such a boner. Look at those.
Pants with no butts in them?
Waist panty buttock enhancer. Does that like squeeze all your it ass cheeks be. Out two holes like tits?
It looks like two wee eggs.
That is class. I might wear that.
You should.
I might get one of those.
What?
Oh, that's really clever. So it's like Spanx, but it just squirts your ass. That's class. I have a boner. I have an actual boner. I mean, that's weird. That looks like... that's arse tits.
Yeah, it kind of looks like you got boobs.
On your butt. I mean, I've always said that. It's kind of what everyone wants in life. You kind of want, like, tits on the back. Tits on the back. There we go. Cute. Maureen. Let's look into these. It'd be a funny sensation because your ass is bare, isn't it?
It would be so weird.
But also, why not just make this out of, like, tough material and then a thinner material over the cheek? Why does the cheek have to be bare?
Yeah, exposed. Well.
If I was a professional athlete, I would wear that. If I was, like, a sprinter, I might wear that to jiu-jitsu. I might get some of these.
Because it does kind of look like a wee wrestling singlet.
Yeah, it looks like a little wrestling suit. But just with a... I mean...
Look up man's one of this. Right man in front of it.
Sometimes you think, like, what's that?
Stop.
Oh, don't look at that. Don't look at the... Oh, my mouth watered there in a sick way. Ugh. This is not great listening, I'll be honest with you. When I'm looking up butt enhancers... Men's?
Yeah.
Men's open buttocks. This is going to be grim. I mean, what is it about? Like, you watch all these things and you're like, gay. So just for gays. Do you know?
This is what happens.
Like, no one's wearing that but a gay.
But it's because anything pornographic is for men.
Yeah.
Gay men or straight men, basically. That's what all these photos are for.
Do you think I should get a set of them? Man thongs and get my dick all hanging down in a wee thing? Oh, wait.
Sure.
That's what I need. That would actually be quite handy. It's a pair of knickers that has, like, braces, would you say?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I need for any bending duties. Look, it's funny because you could nearly see those women's assholes a second ago, but then when there's a dude doing it, it's like, put a little star over his anus. What a great podcast ending. There it is. That's the wrestling singlet with the ass out.
Get it.
Men's sexy view... website. How do I burping with excitement. Amazon, much? £16, only two left in stock. Yes! Maureen, it's a wrestling singlet with the ass cut out of it.
Perfect, you can just go to the toilet and everything.
There has to be some, you know, like, old feeble gay guy that's like, all I would like, Spacey, all I would like is a young, strong bull to come in here and fuck my booty. I'd like him to be a strong wrestler. And then the guy comes in like that, and he's getting like in a wrestling stance, like he's ready to fucking shoot a double leg. And then he just turns around and goes, that's the noise. Just pops his asshole open. And Spacey's like, how's it come? You know?
Sure.
Thanks for listening, guys. We will speak to... Do you want to end on a tune? Do you have a tune you want to end on that you like this week? What's funner than the RuPaul gay song I put on? Something opportunities. Go on YouTube. Spotify on my phone. Thanks for listening, guys. I will put up the link to the motherfucking Derry tickets as soon as they go on sale. There's only like 100 seats, so let's get this bitch done. It's the 25th of November. I'll post them. What else have we got? We got London at the end of the month, 30th. So make sure you get tickets for that. I don't know if they're all gone or what. There was like 66 sold last time I checked of about 80. So I don't know how they're doing. So get it. How are you getting on there, Maureen? I'm trying to kill time here. Do you want to go to the gym today?
No.
I might go nip into the accountants real quick. And cry. Is there a song playing? We got it? Well, obviously it turns up here, bro.
I don't know.
There we go, guys. Gay Disco 500. Speak to you next week. Bye. Send all engagement presents to... our P.O. box, which doesn't exist. Send to my dad's house. Here's the chains. See you later. Deafen people.